This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Doctors say 5 days of clashes between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces have left more than 200 people dead and around 2,000 injured. Michael Atit reports from Khartoum.
Fighting could be heard throughout the night in Khartoum and into Wednesday, despite both sides agreeing that a 24-hour ceasefire could start overnight. He's speaking to VOA Wednesday. A man who called himself Murtada said he and his wife were living for Kassala in eastern Sudan. We are now traveling, he says, adding, even though we are scared because we don't know how the situation along the road. His wife, Manal Hassan, tells VOA she is surprised to see Sudanese killing each other. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
Kenyan President William Ruto on Wednesday called for the immediate cessation of hostilities in Sudan.
Kenya implores the leadership of the two parties to ensure full compliance with the resolution of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development Heads of State Summit held last Sunday. This includes an immediate cessation of hostilities.
The conflict risks drawing in actors from Sudan's neighbors and could play into competition between Russia and the United States for regional influence. The few hospitals still operating in Khartoum after Sudan's sudden explosion into war have bodies lying unburied, bullets crashing through windows, and terrified medics staying away as artillery pounds nearby. Doctors and hospital staff describe harrowing conditions with no water for cleaning, little electricity for life-saving equipment, and food running out. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily extended women's access to an abortion pill until Friday. The justices are still considering whether to allow restrictions on mifepristone to take effect while a legal challenge to the medication's FDA approval continues. They had given themselves a deadline on Wednesday in a fast-moving case from Texas in which abortion opponents are seeking to roll back FDA approval of mifepristone, used in the most common method of abortion in the United States. An Argentine court says 8 healthcare professionals will stand trial in the death of soccer great Diego Maradona. AP correspondent Lauren Brooks reports.
3 judges of an appeals court confirmed the charges of homicide by negligence brought by prosecutors against members of Maradona's medical team. A medical board's report previously given to prosecutors claims Maradona was in agony for more than 12 hours, did not receive adequate treatment, and could still be alive if he had been properly hospitalized. The date of the trial hasn't been set, but it's unlikely to begin before next year. Maradona, who famously won the World Cup with Argentina in 1986, died of a heart attack aged 60 in late 2020 following brain surgery 2 weeks earlier. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Andrew Lester, the 84-year-old white man accused of shooting Ralph Yarrell, a black teenager in the U.S. Midwestern state of Missouri, pleaded not guilty in his first court appearance. Lester was in court Wednesday to answer charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action in the shooting, which has attracted presidential attention and renewed national debate about gun policies. Lester turned himself in Tuesday and was later released on bond after agreeing to relinquish any weapons and to have no contact with Yarrell or his family. Scientists are racing to collect data to understand how the fastest warming place on Earth is changing and what those changes could mean for the planet's future. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The world's northernmost research station, located in Ny-Ålesund, a tiny town high above the Arctic Circle on Norway's Svalbard archipelago, is also the fastest warming place on Earth. Scientists have been collecting meteorological data at the Ny-Ålesund research station for over 40 years. But nowadays, researchers hoping to harvest ice cores are finding glaciers inundated by water.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. A rare solar eclipse will cross over remote parts of Australia, Indonesia, and East Timor. Thursday's hybrid solar eclipse will swoop from the Indian Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.